Lady Tigers out in their black uniforms. They have orange numbers and orange trim. Homestead in the white uniforms with royal blue numbers and yellow trim. And we're ready to go. Up she goes, and the tip controlled by Warsaw. Peterson, right side, Zartman. A catch and shoot three. It's short, and the rebound will go out of bounds and belong to the Spartans. The ends of the court here, it should be noted as we kind of set the scene for you, the ends of the court are very deep. So the shooting background is different than most gyms Warsaw will play in this season. Stevens, a three from the left wing, no good. Long rebound tipped and grabbed by Royst for Homestead. Bottoms back out to Royst with space. Out of the right wing for Stock. Now swinging around to the left side for Bottoms. Out of the top for Royst. Right side to Stock. Guarded by Bricker. Warsaw a man-to-man defense. Stock up the baseline. Got around Bricker and scores. There was no help side at all, and Stock took a chance and made it to the basket. It is 2-0 in favor of Homestead. We played 45 seconds. Right side to Zartman. Finds a cutting Winchester. Right side of the lane. Shot it a little short. May have been tipped by Epps. Rebound to Homestead. Quickly the other way. Stevens down court, and she lays in two. 4-0 Homestead. Bricker in transition. Left to the key. Down to the baseline. Kicks it in the corner to Winchester. All the way out to the top for Zartman. Now she'll throw it out to Bergen. Right of the key beyond the arc, Peterson. Right wing for Bricker. Jocelyn started in, then hands back to Winchester. Burke is thinking about her next move. She'll throw it out to Bricker. Now to the near wing for Peterson. Up the left baseline. Run into by Stock. Trying to get it out of there. And did up the sidelines to Bricker. Back in the corner to Peterson against Stock. Finds Winchester, cutting the basket. Header shot blocked, but a whistle and a foul is called. Epps with the foul, her first. Free throws coming up for Winchester, who said in the lead-up to the tip-off, one of Warsaw's best at 76%. Warsaw's a team shooting 70% from the free-throw line this season. I'm sorry, shooting 71% this season. Winchester's free throw is no good, wide right. 4-0 Homestead. We played not quite 2 minutes. One more coming up for the 6-foot sophomore, Brooke Winchester. And she gets, so that one rattled out. I thought that one was going in. It did not. Homestead with the rebound, and Stevens has it left wing. Drives in the lane, kicks it out to Stock. Stock on the drive. Lost it in the lane, throws it back out for Bottoms. Not a Stock left wing. Tried to get inside, could not. Throws it out to Stevens. Around to the near side for Epps. Epps off a screen. Stock open and shooting for three. No good. Long rebound to Peterson for the Tigers. Peterson up the middle of the court. Left side to Bergen. Sees an angle. Whips it all the way across. Winchester for an open three. It's good. Missed two free throws, but made a three-pointer and makes it 4-3 Homestead. And Warsaw's pressing. Deep in the backcourt, Epps. Up the far side of center, lobs across the line and throw it out of bounds. Bergen with good on-the-ball pressure, and Bricker was right there to give her trouble. And it's out of bounds to Warsaw, looking for their first lead of the game. And that's where Bergen gets nothing on the stat sheet. There's no stat that goes with what Zoe did there, but she made it impossible to receive that pass. Winchester, tough shot in the lane, no good. Got her own rebound. Back up and in, and a foul. Stevens gave up the offensive rebound to Winchester, and then Brooks stuck it right back in there and has a chance for a three-point play. Warsaw has taken the lead at 5-4. And Winchester's got all the points. Now she shoots for the three-point play, and it rolls around and in. 6 points, 1 out of 3 at the line. Warsaw on a 6-0 run, and there's another bad pass, but Epps is able to grab it, and a foul's called on Zoe Bergen. Zoe with the first foul against Warsaw in the game, out of bounds to Homestead, far sideline. Gabby Heltzum is into the game for Homestead. She'll come in for Epps. Rod Parker, seeing that they might need a little more muscle down on the inside, we'll go with a bigger player in Epsom, who is 5'10". Off a screen to the top, Royst. Back to Stevens. Stevens inside on Winchester. Shot, it was blocked out of bounds. Winchester was the primary defender, but I think it was actually Peterson who was kind of scraping off of her girl that may have got a hand on that and knocked it off the end line. Stock off the inbounds, drives toward the elbow, gets in the lane, kicks it out to Royst. Royst on the drive in the lane, nobody there. Out to Stevens for a long jumper, way short. Rebound to Bricker for the Lady Tigers. Bricker in transition, up the middle of the court, got down inside the lane, back to Bergen. She shoots a three-pointer, it's good. Zoe Bergen with a three-point basket from the Lady Tigers, and Warsaw scored nine straight and lead by five. Stock, left side to Royst, to the corner to Stock. Off a Stevens screen to the wing. Now she'll hand off to Royst, who drives the left side of the lane. Got all the way in and scored. Emma Royst scores to make it 9-6 Warsaw. Bricker in transition, drives the left side of the lane, throws it out to Bergen. Bergen will kick it back out to the corner to Winchester. Winchester back out to Bergen. Bergen at the elbow, left side to Winchester. They dare her to shoot. She'll drive around one, drive around two, flip it off the glass, wouldn't go in. Rebound grabbed by Stock for Homestead. She's got Stevens out ahead of everybody. She'll gather it up and miss it. And the rebound's grabbed by Winchester. Warsaw got a huge break there. Peterson in transition, down the middle of the court. Peels around, throws it to Winchester in a transitional three, and it's good. Big first quarter for Big Brooke Winchester. She's got nine, and Warsaw leads 12-6 at 3:45 of quarter one. In the backcourt, Bottoms all the way down court. Here comes Heltzum, and a shot is blocked. It's still in bounds. Nobody knew where it was. Was that Zartman that blocked it? It was. What a block there by Brooke. That's a 5'10 girl being blocked by a 5'7 girl. Peterson and Bergen to the bench. Alexis Neely and Ava Egoff into the game for Warsaw. Stock in the lane all the way through to the other side. It comes back out to Royst. Now to Heltzum, left side three, Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. Jocelyn takes off running. Up the left side, down to the block, leans in, shot a tough one, no good. Stock the rebound, and she's coming on a counterattack. Stock up the middle of the floor, now hits the brakes but keeps dribbling with 3:15 left to play in the quarter, and Warsaw leading 12-6. Stock on the left wing. Looks down at Heltzum, bounces her the ball. She'll drive in from the left in the lane, rolled it through. Gabby Heltzum has her first two. She averages about 5.5 a game. In the corner, long jump shot, no good by Neely. Rebound tipped out long and grabbed by Bottoms. Here comes Bottoms, 2-on-3, ran over Bricker, no whistle. Egoff the rebound from the Lady Tigers. Outlets to Zartman. You get some tired starters out here in the game for these two teams. Bricker between the circles, 2:40 left to play in the quarter. Bricker off a screen for three, Rebound tipped and tipped again. Loose in the lane, Egoff trying to dig it out of there. We're having a whistle, and we're going to have a held ball, and the air belongs to Homestead with 2:34 left to play in the quarter. Winchester looks exhausted. They would be wise to get her out of there, and I think Zoe Bergen is going to do exactly that. That's what's happening. Peterson coming to the scorer's table to check in for Bricker, who also hasn't been out yet. 12-8 Lady Tigers, Homestead ball, Warsaw pressing. And they're going to get it in to Bottoms. Far side to Royst. Now back to Bottoms. Up ahead for Heltzum and across the line for Stock, who's trapped. Got it out of there. Left side Royst into the corner. Another new kid in there, that's Whitney Ankenbruck, a 5'9 freshman. Now the pass in the paint is taken away. Peterson tipped the free and stole it. Abby drives right, kicks it off to Bergen. Bergen out top to Neely. Neely back to Bergen outside the three-point arc. Finds a cutting Egoff, and she was hammered from behind by Ankenbruck. Her first. I have three team fouls against the Spartans. Out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. Bottoms comes out of the game, and Epps is back in. Out top for Zartman, now to Peterson. Back to the right corner, Zartman. She's double-teamed. Skips it out top, wide open. Peterson for three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Epps for Homestead. Outlets to the far side for Royst. Now to the near side, into the corner goes Heltzum. Back to Stock. Pass inside, Bergen saw it coming and stepped in front of it and stole it. In transition, Peterson. Long pass down court, knocked away, and taken back by Homestead and Ankenbruck. Epps with a minute 35 left in the quarter. Drives left into the corner, Stock. Well covered by Peterson. Off a screen, lost the ball. We're going to have a foul called against Homestead. I think this is going to be on Epps. It will, and that'll be her second. Epps is standing right behind the defender who is guarding Stock in the corner, and she just walked up behind her and bumped her. That was enough to get the whistle. Warsaw with the ball and a four-point lead. Winchester, after a quick break, is right back into the fray. So it's Bricker, Neely, Peterson, Winchester, and Bergen. They clear out the left. Bergen gets inside and scores. It's amazing how much they run that play and how much it works. Stock across the line, gets inside, shoots over Winchester, shot it wildly, no good, and Stock came in from out of bounds and grabbed it before she had reestablished position on the floor. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Go back to the other end. They cleared out the side. Two players run a normal-looking play where they run from the left side of the court to the right, and Jocelyn takes the ball one-on-one and scores at a very high rate of success on that play. Warsaw with the ball and a six-point lead with a minute to play in the quarter. Hand off to Neely, top of the circle, coming to the near side, gives off to Peterson. Peterson against Stock. Stock and Bow move. Got past her, banked it up, no good. Back tapped out, grabbed by Bricker. Left side, Winchester. Jab step, then another. Looks inside, threw it to Bergen. Ball tipped away and out of bounds. Warsaw maintains possession. We see Claire Landigan into the game for Homestead. Stock will get a break here at the end of the quarter, but probably not for much longer than that. Bricker, left corner. Into Bergen, out to the wing for Winchester. Winchester on a hard drive. Underhand flip shot is no good. Rebound hit Bergen in the shoulder, and it's going to be out of bounds to Warsaw. The ball hit Bergen in the shoulder. She didn't even know it was there. It bounced back to Stevens, and Stevens had it bounce off her and go out of bounds. So Warsaw gets another chance with 34 seconds left. Bergen right back into Winchester on the block. They come to double team. Now the double team backs away. Winchester in the lane, no good. Bergen tips it and grabs it. Kicks it out to Bricker. Out top to Neely. Wide open three, no good. Bricker the rebound. Back up and in. How many chances did they get that trip? Six. Quickly up the far sideline. Ball knocked away from Royce. Bricker dives for it. It's taken away. Peterson the steal. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Abby down the left side of the lane. Off balance shot, no good. Tipped and grabbed by Homestead. They got a play down court. Stevens never made it back down the court. Neely chasing. She puts it up and in, and that'll do it for the quarter. A disappointing ending to the period, but a good first quarter for Warsaw. They lead at Homestead 16-10. We'll start quarter number two after this 60-second break on News Now Warsaw.